31. We've looked at this virtuous woman being pure in her mind, being pure in her mouth. And we'll try to look at a couple more, being number three, pure in her morals. Try to take a peek at that and maybe squeeze in one more today. Is pizza sleepy food? Does it make you sleepy? Everybody seems to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed right now.
Give it about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Zach, turn that air down to about 63. One of our old preachers used to say, you get Baptists warm and fed, and they're like a bunch of hogs. They'll go to sleep in a heartbeat. And some of that stuff, he said, it was real good. Wasn't biblical, but still liked it. Let's look at verse 11. I must be doing okay. Everybody came back after lunch. John David said he couldn't wait to get the rest of it. Man findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. I'm not the one that called her a thing. The Lord is. The Lord's the one that called y'all a thing. Crazy thing. What, Zach?
Wonderful thing.
Oh, now what, Eric?
I found a really good thing.
A really good what? What'd you say about it, Michael? Oh, Mike said, hey, ain't no talking here. I'm going to show you. I like that.
Words. I mean, just words.
Lord have mercy. I think I'm blushing. I think what did you say something to say, Steve? He said, shoot, you kidding me? We had a girl here one time, and I wish she still was here, but Brother McVeigh was here to preach. And we used to have a stool that sat over there. She went and got the stool and set it up over here beside of him while he was preaching. And y'all remember that? And I'd be preaching, she'd go over here and play the piano while I was preaching. Yeah, she couldn't play, but she would play it. And I wish she was still here, but nonetheless, we've seen it all. Brother McVeigh just set her up here and said, this is a his and hers ministry. You do it on TV, we can do it here. He's still talking about that, how her mom and daddy should have been beat. But verse 11. I'm just kidding, honey. He didn't say that. I did. Verse 11. My wife needs no excuse not to like Tim McVeigh. No excuse. Brother McVeigh does plenty of that on his own, making people not like him. Amber's sitting back there grinning from ear to ear right now. I want everybody on the recording to know Amber's the one that put me up to saying that. Verse 11 says this, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. We hit that on that Wednesday night, but ladies, she's a one-man woman. Who was it, Mama? You ain't woman enough to take my man. Who was it sung at? Which one of them old country girls sung at? You ain't a woman enough to take my man.
Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn. The coal miner's daughter.
Wicked.
No, she's coal miner's daughter.
Grandma. No, it's wicked. Grandma knows that.
Who was it sung that song? Stand by your... Was that Tammy Wynette? I know my country, ladies and gentlemen. Tammy Wynette, her and George Jones was going through a divorce and she was singing, Stand By Your Man. Huh? All right. This virtuous woman is a one-man woman. She ain't interested in another man. She's got her man, and that's all she needs. It's all she wants. It's all she's interested in. Amen. That's good. You wouldn't believe how many women ain't satisfied with their man. Not because he won't mow the yard, but because she's got a wandering eye and a straying heart. Amen. Me and my wife can tell you of a woman that has a man that works. He makes money. He provides. He puts them in BMWs. He puts them in $300,000 houses. He takes care of the kids. And while he's at work, she's off with another man. All right. This virtuous woman is satisfied with her man. It's good. Let me give you a tip. Well, we'll do that later. She does not try to flatter with her looks. I want you to listen. She ain't trying to flatter with her looks. And some of y'all want to be able to just shout amen, because some people, some females are more interested in being looking good so that they can flatter somebody with their looks than they are anything else. Virtuous woman ain't concerned about flattering you with her looks. I told you a while ago she was interested in that inward beauty, that inward man. She adorned that inward man. That was where her beauty came from. And she didn't try to flatter a man with her body. And I think you ought to try to take care of yourself, you know, because you can get to the point where you have no self-esteem or anything. And I don't think that's good. I think you ought to be able to take care of yourself. But a virtuous woman ain't trying to keep that figure for men. It's amazing how many women want a good figure. You know why I believe God don't even let some of them lose weight? Because he knows they're whores in their heart and it wouldn't be good for their home. Believe that, buddy. Wouldn't be good for their home. Let them lose weight. They'd be out there flashing their tail for every man up and down the street. I know what I'm talking about. And so, you know, Timmy Asquith was here. I said Timmy Asquith was here. Timmy Asquith was here, and we were over there in a store one day, and I'm just telling you what Timmy told me, and we were over in a store one day, and this woman come over the speakers, and man, I'm telling you, this gal could sing. She could sing. And I told Timmy, I said, Timmy, listen to the voice on that woman. It wasn't gospel, it was world. I said, man, what a voice. That woman can sing. And he said, oh, that's Adele. And I said, who's Adele? He said, that woman's singing. He said, you know, Brother Vernon, he said, she's overweight. He said, I kind of like it because she keeps her clothes on. She just keeps her clothes on. And if you get to thinking about it, all of them that are physically fit, they like taking their clothes off. They just like taking their clothes off. Now, he didn't sit there and promote it and all that. He just said, you know, the woman's a little heavy on the heavy side. He said, but I kind of appreciate it because with that beautiful voice, she does keep herself covered pretty good. You know what? I went and looked at her. I did. I looked her up and I went, oh, he's right. Yeah, she's a little heavy. And keeps herself covered. She ain't trying to, a virtuous woman ain't trying to flatter you with her body. She ain't trying to flatter a man with her lips. She ain't saying things to draw the attention of other men. A virtuous woman won't do that. She don't want the attention from other men. You know, one of the things that I see that's very disturbing to me, and it's in our churches, that women that flatter with their eyes, they make eyes, and it's just the way they move their eyes. You know what I'm talking about. You know how to move your eyes to try to appear to be sexy. I don't like some of these terms, but it is what it is. Women know how to cut their eyes to make a man think things. At least they think they do. You understand what I'm saying? I see that stuff going on and it makes me sick because I know that it's out of a whore's heart. I know it's out of a wicked mind. And I think, dear God, what would be if they had their way? Terrible. Terrible. A virtuous woman won't do that. She won't cut her eyes and use her eyes to draw the attention of a man. It's wicked, boy. I tell you, that stuff's wicked. They use their eyes. That's what the Bible talked about. That whore, wasn't it? She flattereth with, huh? She used them old eyes and them lips and stuff. Yes, sir. You watch some of these church advertisements. You watch some of them, and if you see some of them advertised, you watch them. Got these little old girls up there, and they're pooching their lips out like a... Well, Scotty should have made half these girls Africans. They want them fat lips. Makes me sick. Just have the little puny white lips you got. For God's sakes, quit pooching your lips out. Taking a selfie. Could you imagine if America had to do without selfies for a week? Could you see Miss Frances sitting out there taking a selfie? Could you see it? Couldn't see that to save my life. Could you? She probably don't even know what a selfie is. And a while ago, y'all was talking about Facebook, I got a friend request from Irvin Mumford. So tell Irvin I'm not just neglecting him, I don't have a password. I'm his friend off of Facebook. Verse 12 says, she will do him good. Let's go back. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. I told you on that Wednesday night, he ain't got to worry about his wife. She ain't out there trying to catch the attention of another man. He trusts safely in her so that he shall have no need to spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She'll do him good. Here's where I'll give you a tip. One of the harder things to do in the home is act right when the other one ain't acting right. Somebody ought to say amen right there, because you know good and well he or she can say something and send you over the edge. But you know what? Whether he come home and acted right or not, the Bible says she did him good and not evil all the days of his life. Isn't that amazing? I guarantee you, ladies, he came home sometime and everything didn't just run smooth on that job, and his back was hurt, and he was tired, and his nerves was bad, and they cutting everybody's pay by 10% because the economy's in the tank, and here he comes home, and he's a little grouchy and don't feel just right. And I mean, here you go with your little old sourpuss attitude. What's wrong with you? It don't take a whole lot, you understand? It just don't take a whole lot. I tell you what's wrong with him. He's fought the stinking world all day. He's had to fight the devil all day. He's had to fight the flesh all day. Man, I'm telling you, he's worked his fingers to the knuckle, to the bone, and dear God, come up short. That might be what's wrong. I understand those things. Come home, nerves being a stinking mess. Walk in, there's a flying turd hits you upside the head from a dirty diaper being thrown across the room. What's wrong? I'm going to tell you what, buddy. Even when he comes home and he ain't at his best, she's still good to him. Boy, he's had a bad day. Must have been rough out there today on him. Sure. This woman is a faithful woman, church. She has her heart set on her husband. Look at verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. I told my wife, I said, you're going to like my message. I'm glad I didn't marry a lazy woman. All right. I'm glad I didn't marry a lazy woman. I thank God I didn't marry a lazy woman. I probably shouldn't say stuff like this in the pulpit, so I'll step out of the pulpit and say it. But if I'd have married a lazy woman, I'd probably be in jail. Glad I didn't marry a lazy woman. Because I'd be in jail and she'd be bald-headed. Not putting up with lazy. We're not putting up with lazy down there at the house. Now, man, I'm not going to make my wife have to do things. And I ain't never had to. I've never had to wash my own clothes. I got married, ladies and gentlemen. I've never had to wash my own clothes. Never. I've never had to make her wash my clothes. I said her husband was known in the gates. This is the stuff he's known for. This is why he's known. His wife was not lazy. I've never washed but one load of laundry in my life. Never. In 49 years, I've never turned a washing machine. Well, I've turned them on, but I've never put the stuff in them and poured the detergent. I've went in there and pressed buttons probably 10 times in my life, but I've never washed where I went and put the stuff in there, poured the Tide in there, closed the door and pressed the buttons. I never done that but one time, and that was about a month ago when she was sick, she couldn't. And then she had to tell me how to do it.
Poor, I said, how much tide? I just started, no, I'm just kidding. How much does she said a cap full? So I put a cap full. What do I do when I turn this on? Turn it on, whatever she says. She's speaking some kind of Spanish back there. Normal, cool, or something. I don't know. She said, what are you talking about? I'm talking about I just ain't never had to do them things since I got married. Just ain't. I never had to make her do it. My wife ain't never had to go frame a house either. I'll go ahead and say that. She never had to build no porch. She never had to pull no wire. That's right. I never made you go out and do no construction work for me. She's been out and helped me and done things and got up cords and helped me carry stuff. And I've chewed her out for, you know, not picking up them 8x8s. And little sissy can't even pick up an 8x8 by 20. I like to cook. I do. I hate to clean up the mess. I like to make a mess. I like to get flour on stuff. Man, I like to get dishes out. I've never had to cook my own meals. Never had to fix my own food.
Sometimes when she's been so busy, I'll go in there and get me a pack of them big. Hey, you talking about whipping up a meal, son? I'm going to my chef. We got these things called ramen noodles. You probably heard of American College. You bust that pack open, throw them in some water, hit the microwave for 2 minutes. Bam! It's there.
Fix me a bowl of... What is them thing? Them grape nuts? Them grape nuts I eat? Yeah. Fix me a bowl of grape nuts. Cut me up a strawberry, put it in there. Put 2 cups of sugar in there with it. I'm good. I'm just kidding on the sugar. It's only 1 cup.
I've never had to go to the grocery store for my wife and do the grocery store. Hey, pay attention. I've never had to go to the grocery store for you. You've done all the grocery shopping. Done all the grocery shopping. I'm trying to brag on you. I want you to get it.
God sit and chew me out for never bragging on you. I'm bragging on you. Pay attention. I've never washed my children. I've never given my children a bath. I've never seen my kids' privates. I didn't let my kids run around naked. My wife didn't let my kids run around naked. I didn't let my kids run around watching each other naked. I had a wife taking care of every bit of that. Took care of all that stuff. Some idiot took a picture of my kids naked one day, and my kids just took it and showed it to everybody. I'll tell you, I got a problem with these perverts taking pictures of naked kids. I got a problem with that. Put some clothes on that youngin', for God in heaven's sake. I want to see that youngin's nakedness. Walked in a room the other day, and Stephanie was changing Gracie, and glory be to God, I walked in there, and I didn't look. I just knew what they were doing, and Gracie said, "Don't look, Poppy. Don't you worry, you little hag. I'm not going to look at you. I ain't looking at you, little ugly thing. I'm like looking at you." I'm glad that my 2-year-old knows that I'm not supposed to look at her with her clothes off. Amen. Man, I'm glad. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for teaching the 2-year-old that. Amen. I'm just saying, I never had to do this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I had a wife that took care of every bit of this stuff. Hey, listen. She didn't live near her mama. We lived in Florida for 10 years. She never had a mama nor a friend to help with a youngin'. We didn't have no help, Miss Holly. Didn't nobody down there come help us. We had to do it all. She had to do every bit of it. I was gone working 10, 12, 60 hours a week. I was gone. Her lived down there with 3 youngins, no money, no help, no decent vehicles, taking care of every bit of it. I wasn't at work worrying about her. I'm not telling you my wife's a virtuous woman. I'm just telling you what I did and didn't do. Right. Never had. I didn't marry a lazy woman. I said, I didn't marry a lazy woman. She took care of the kids. She took care of the clothes. She took care of the food. She took care of the home. She took care of those things. That's what this woman's doing, ladies and gentlemen. I never did. I'm just telling you what I did, didn't do. I can remember Miss Stephanie all the way back. Jacob was a baby. I can remember that far back. Wanting to get home from work here. My firstborn, couldn't wait, man. Get home from work. I'd lay down in that chair, or I'd get in a chair and lay back and lay my youngin' on my chest and just let him breathe. And I would feel him breathe and just rejoice in the Lord in my firstborn. I can remember Miss Stephanie going all the way back to Miss Mosley's trailer. And all of a sudden, Miss Tanya, when I got married, my life didn't change. I'm like, well, you can change when you get married. You don't change when you get married. But I'll tell you, you'll change when them youngins come into view. Yeah. Amen. When them youngins land in the house, things begin to change whether you want them to or not. I got down there in that house, man, and all of a sudden in the middle of the night, this little thing that was so precious, this little godsend, it was so sweet. Oh, its breath was so gentle. All of a sudden, about 2 o'clock in the morning, that little idiot said, what? Get the gun, baby. Somebody said, what's going on? Stupid little youngin' in there screaming his head. Wow! What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? Son, you know what I didn't have to do? I didn't have to get up and go feed that youngin. I didn't have to go do nothing. I didn't change his diaper. She beat me to it. I got up the next morning about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, went to work. I did that. But when that baby was crying at 2 in the morning, Mama got up, took care of every need. I never did take care of them youngins in the morning like that. Never did. Miss Holly, there was time where she was really sick. She might have had the flu. She still got up, took care of them kids. Amen, baby. You ought to at least be crying or something. I mean, for God in heaven's sakes, I'm telling some truth here. Can I be honest with you? I never had to do it because I've always had a wife that was not lazy. She just wasn't slothful. There's plenty of bad that you can find in me, and there might be some that you can find in her. Be hard pressed, but I'll promise you one thing. There's one thing I can say about your mom, son. She ain't never been lazy. Amen. Never. She's always took care of you and your brothers. Always. Everything you needed, she took care of. Sometimes too good. Scott, I think youngins need to wear Bobos instead of name brands. That's right. I think my granddaughter needs to wear some cheap clothes instead of some good clothes. Amen. That's right. I think you just need to meet with me, and I'll explain some of that. Makes brats out of most kids. Got to have a pair of Nikes. No, you don't. Get you a pair of Bobos, bless God, and get you some character. All right. You know what I've never had to do, Mama? I've never had to smell like a stinking bum and dress like a pig. I've never had to smell like that. I've never had to. I've been a boy all my life, and I like the outdoors, and I like getting dirty, and I'll do it. But my wife's always made sure that my clothes was nice, fresh, cleaned, and pressed. Amen. You didn't have to worry about my armpits, friend. My wife took care of all that stuff for me. That's right. There's people that we get around, we just know. Right? We got them nicknamed Stinkables. They're Stinkum. They just stink. Young and stink, they stink. That's a bad woman, ladies and gentlemen. That's the picture of a bad woman in the view. Good woman, take care of that stuff. Never had to smell like that. You better hear me, and you better hear me well. That old gal. Whew. Me and her's been so broke, ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't pay attention. We've been broke. We've been poor. We've done without. But she's always took care of my needs. She sure has. She's always made sure I was presentable. She's always made sure I was known in the gates. Has everything been perfect in our life? Absolutely. That's not what I'm telling you. Miss Jenny, I didn't marry a lazy woman. And even when times was hard, there were still ways to take care of the needs of the family. There were still ways to take care of us. Amen. We may not have lived and dressed like kings and wore the best that money could buy and still don't believe in it. Thank God we took care of what we had. There's been times, church, and I know you probably think terrible of your pastor, but we've been so broke I thought maybe I might have to steal a can of green beans. What am I going to have to do? Go down to the store and steal a can of green beans to feed these youngins? I've went to work. I've done everything. The money don't meet the money don't meet the demand. It's not there. Michael, I'd get my paycheck, and I knew immediately it wasn't enough to cover what I needed. I knew as soon as I got my paycheck, I was already broke because that money was past due, and I needed about 10 paychecks just to get to square one. But I can be honest with you, my wife's always found a way to take care of us. Amen. Always. I never had to go down to the store and steal no green beans. And if you did and you got in that condition and you got caught, I promise you, I wouldn't judge you for it. I wouldn't judge you for it. My mama worked a full-time job. I'm just talking about what we can and can't do. My mama worked a full-time job. She worked 8 to 10 hours a day, every day, 40, 50 hours a week. I'll promise you, my mama never let us go without a meal. She'd come home and cook meals. Would you believe that? Get home at 4:30 in the afternoon and cook a meal? Would you believe that, Zach? And I mean, son, even have some biscuits with it. I mean, good old sesame seed rolls. A little skimpy meal. Scotty, it wasn't no TV dinner. We didn't eat TV dinners. We ate home cooked, home prepared, skinny tater meals. Right. Nothing instant. Everything was not instant. Nothing was. It was all homemade. I'm talking about working 8 and 10 hours a day. We got people that don't work again. Bless God, can't cook one meal, can't fix a Pop-Tart. Thought I'd get an amen. Where's my little cockroach yet? Bless God, he's down here hiding. I'll get him a squeak for me. Am I lying? My floors was clean enough you could eat off of them. They were so clean, Eric, I couldn't stand living at home. As a boy, I like dirt. I like messes. I like stink. My God, my mama could find a piece of brown dirt on a piece of brown carpet. I mean, one piece of dirt out of 1,200 square feet. Get that! A house is a mess! I couldn't even stand living in there because it was so clean. Just work 40 to 50 hours a week. Sparkling clean, friend. Clothes was clean. We didn't have a dryer. We had to hang clothes on a line. We always had clean clothes. Never did have to wear them wet. I'm just saying what we can do. I'm not telling you my mama's a virtuous woman. I'm just telling you she worked 40 and 50 hours a week and she had us meals every day of our life. Right. Never did we have to do that because she had a career or because she was lazy. Wasn't lazy. She just knew she had some children to take care of and she did whatever she had to do to take care of us. Plus working that 40-hour job to take care of us. Fellas, I want you to understand something. If your wife don't cook for you, if she don't clean for you, if she don't do these things for you, your wife's lazy. If your wife don't cook for you, she's lazy. If she don't clean that house for you, she's lazy. If she don't keep your clothes nice, she's lazy. That's the opposite of a virtuous woman. And don't go over well, but that's the truth, Miss Stephanie. Because this woman right here was the opposite of a lady, and these are the things that she did. She looked after the needs of her household, friend. What does your house need? You need some food, you need some clothes, all them things. That's the stuff she took care of. Listen to me real good. I'm going to say it one more time because I keep feeling this stinking kickback. Woman, if you won't do that, you're sorry as hell. Get up and cook that man a meal. Fix his clothes. Clean that house. Be a virtuous woman. Have something about you. Let them kids praise you one day. They're going to raise up and say, Mama was sorry. I'll tell you what they're going to say. My mama, they're going to hear a preacher talk about a woman cooking a meal. And they're going to go, what's he talking? What's he speaking French for? My mama never cooked. Rebellious bunch of heifers. won't cook, bless God, and they're proud of not cooking. You want to be ashamed of yourself, ladies, if you won't cook your man a good meal every day. It ought to be in your heart. Amen. It's in my heart to meet the need of my wife. It's in my heart, bless God, to go out and work on my hand. That's in my heart. That's God's put that in me. It ought to put it in you women. And what a great desire for a woman to have to build a beautiful meal. And watch their family gather around the table and just go to town on it. That woman ought to be able to sit back. And boy, you talking about be rewarded when you see them clean plates where they've enjoyed your hard labor. Man, what a reward. You're cheating yourself, ladies. You're cheating yourself. And I want your husband to know that you're sorry if you won't do that. If he's so close to you that he can't see it, I want him to hear it from the man of God's mouth that you're sorry and you won't do what God wants you to do. We're to be ashamed of ourselves. But I tell you, if a man won't get up and go to work, bless God, she shouldn't feed him. If a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. Amen. I'm harder on the men than I am the women. God, the only time she shouldn't cook him a meal is when that sucker won't work. Amen. Let him starve. Let him starve. Verse 15 says, she riseth also while it is yet night, giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. Get mad. Don't like it. Tell God what a fool he is. Tell God he's an idiot. Tell God how stupid he is. I tell you what, give me one of them Bibles back there. We'll just rip Proverbs 31 out of it. Right. Give me one of these screwed up Bibles. We'll just rip it out of it. God's the one that said it. Virtuous woman knows even when it's bedtime, ladies, there's things to be taken care of. I mean, a virtuous woman says, my God, I don't even have time to sleep. There's so much to do. I got to get up while everybody else is in the bed. This is a woman that's focused on her job as a wife. She's focused on her job as a mother. She's a mother. She's a wife. That's all. God ain't called her to preach. God didn't tell her to go out and work the job. He wants her to be a wife. A mother. I'm going to say it one more time. A woman, bless God, that won't do this stuff is sorry as hell. I want you to understand, a woman ought to cook for her family. She ought to clean for her family. She ought to have that man something to wear. Lazy, bunch of sorry, lazy bums. I got no use for lazy. I got no use for sloth. It's crept in our churches. It's crept in our homes. It's become acceptable. We grin about it. We mock it. We blaspheme. We make fun of it. It's wicked. God says it's wicked.
That's right.
It's an abomination to Him. God, get you some frying pans. If you ain't got none, I'll be glad to buy you some if you'll cook that man a meal. Man ought to have him a meal. We want him to do all this stuff. And he ought to do it. That thing works both ways. She's focused on her husband. She's focused on her children. She's focused on being a wife. She's more interested in being a wife. She's more interested in being a mother than anything in this entire world. And if she fails at that, she's failed at everything. If she failed at that, nothing else matters. That's the first and foremost God put in her life. God said, if you don't succeed here, nothing else you do will even matter in my life, my book. Look at verse 17. Thank God, I love the word of God. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Your loins is where your emotions are, ladies. Your loins is where your feelings are. How about that? She's strengthening those areas of her life. So instead of letting things bend her out of shape and getting all salty and emotional about things, you have to gird your loins up with the truth of God's word. Man, That way stuff don't get you so bent out of shape and you can hear something and somebody can do something and you can be offended and something don't go your way and somebody can hurt your feelings and you still just stay on track for God. You don't get out of shape. You don't get bent out of shape. It's good. Virtuous woman's not about getting sidetracked and caught up in all the junk around her. And it's easy to get caught up in the junk around you. I know that. I preached that the other week up here on hate. It's easy to get caught up if you're not careful. If you don't keep your eyes on Jesus. Rather, she strengthens her loins with the truth and takes care of her family. She has a husband and children to take care of. And she doesn't have time for immature games or silliness around her, the junk that's going on around her. She don't have time for that. I wish you'd take time to read this on your own. Just to prove me wrong. But the one thing that I keep seeing in here, Mama, over and over and over and over is everything in her world is her husband. And her children. That's everything. That is everything that's in this woman's life. That's her world. That's what she's consumed with. The virtuous woman is eat up with her husband and her children. Strengthened of her arms. Second part of that verse says, this means that she, after she took care of her family, she saw the need of others. She helped others. First thing she done was took care of her husband. Made sure he was fed. Made sure he was clothed. Are you listening? Read the Bible. See what it's talking about. And then the next thing she done after she took care of the needs of her household, she started taking care of some of the needs of others. She seen some of them poor kids in her neighborhood. She seen some of the needy people in her neighborhood. And she strengthened her arms and she started reaching out throughout her community. Not just, and you know what? Her husband was known in the gates. Wasn't because he was some special kind of a guy, because he was a good preacher, but because his wife had taken such good care of him, and not just him, but they knew that, man, he's got a woman that's out there helping some of the less fortunate in our town. He's known in the gates. Something. What a life. What did the old preacher said? The most fulfilling life you'll ever live is a life lived for others. Let the life of Christ be that example to you, huh? His life screams that at us. Life lived for others. I want to encourage you ladies today. Practice this. Don't get caught up in emotional and small petty junk that goes on around you. But practice this stuff of strengthening your loins and strengthening your arms and girding your loins about with truth. And man, just try to pattern yourself after some of this, and it'll keep you from getting so emotionally disturbed. And I'm not being ugly, it's just the sad truth, because we've got a bunch of effeminate men today that let their emotions control them and they get all sideways every time somebody, you can't even hardly talk to a man anymore without him getting butt hurt. It's amazing. Effeminacies took over. And women are driven by emotions. Sure. Women are driven by emotions. But them emotions will not control you. You'll let that word of God be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. That's right. Oh, Holy Ghost, Lord, to lead us and guide us. That's right. You know what I found out? When people say stuff about me and I hear about it, Michael, I've heard stuff. I don't know how many times people said stuff about me. And you know what? It could be true. There's been people said true stuff about me. And boy, they thought they was getting at me. But I know me so good, Eric, and when I hear what they said about me, I was like, ha, ha. That's Sunday school compared to what I know about me. They think they got something on me, son. If they knew me like I knew me, they'd sure enough have something. I mean, sometimes we might know something about you, and you might know something about me, and we can scratch the surface, but we get down to the nitty-gritty of how black our hearts really can be and deceitful and all that. They don't know nothing. Huh? They ain't said nothing. Don't let that stuff bother you. Because a lot of times what's really buried deep down on the inside is a lot worse than what they're saying anyway. They could have said a lot worse about me. It's really good. I don't know if there's anything bad enough you can say about me to do justice. That's what God saved. That's what God said. God saved a sorry, no good for nothing, nobody. I wasn't a good person. Outside of the righteousness of Jesus Christ today, I'm still not a good person. I'm still rotten outside of Jesus Christ. Nothing good about me but Him. I'll tell you what, you don't think you like me? Try me without Jesus. You'd hate my guts. I don't even like me outside of Him. I'm honest with you. Man, I say to myself sometimes, you're so stupid. Man, you're so stupid. Huh? I judge myself harder than I judge anybody, Zach. I've talked to her daddy about it. I've talked to Michael's daddy about it. They know how I am on myself. Pretty hard on myself. Be the biggest idiot you ever known in your life. And some may be sitting there in your heart going, amen. That's fine, because it's the truth. I'm still talking about morals. The virtuous woman had some morals. She girds her loins with strength. A virtuous woman will allow biblical truth to override her emotions. That's what we're talking today. Biblical truths, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let your emotions get in the way. She lets biblical truth keep her focused and centered where she ought to be. It's good. Well, we'll be done. I won't cover it. I'll do number four and I'll be done. She's pure in her modesty. We don't have to say a whole lot. We got to say something. She's concerned about her attire, ladies and gentlemen. I know people don't like to dwell on it, but it's important enough for God to put it in the Bible. If God's interested in our attire, I think we ought to be interested in our attire. If He said that woman had the attire of a harlot, I think we're to make sure we don't have the attire of a harlot. I wouldn't want to be classified with her if I was a woman. She's concerned about the signals that she puts out. Sure she is. She's concerned about that. Well, what do you think it puts out when women start showing all that? Ladies, what do you know good and well what it signals it's putting out. Women like to play so dumb. Y'all know good and well what it means when y'all start showing them low cut tops, them high cut bottoms. You know good and well what you're trying to put out. And I don't think we have a whole lot of problems around here, but it might be tucked away in some of y'all's hearts, so we're going to have to say something. This virtuous woman's very concerned about how she presents her body. She don't flash it. She don't flare it. She's not dressing in a way to draw attention to her body parts. We've got such wicked, Eric, we've got such wicked designers today. They've got to put a white label on a man's zipper. You know what I'm talking about. They'll take a pair of blue jeans that's dark and put a white tag right on the zipper just so it draws everybody's eyes to that man's midsection. They'll do the same thing with women's tops. They'll take that thing and cut that V in there. That way when your eyes look at that V, it draws your eyes, ladies, to the bottom of that V. Now listen to me, I'm telling you. It draws the eye to the bottom of that V. And it does yours too. It don't just do men's. The designers know, the devil knows it. He knows how to design these clothes. These faggots, these sodomites, these whores, these whoremongers, they're all designing these clothes today, and they're designing them in such a way where you got to look at somebody's hind end. Listen, girls, you want to show your tail? Just think about what that thing smells like when you get to flash it. It's a stinking live sewer is what it is. It's where your hockey comes from, and you want to flash your little hind end out there like it's impressive. Let me tell you something, it smells like hockey. There's nothing attractive about a crack, you understand that? We mock and make fun of men when they bend over and they show their plumber's pride. And yet women sit around and glorify themselves in it and lay down on the bed and suck their fat gut in so they can zip their stinking skin-tight pants up so somebody can look at that old stinking crack when they walk by them. Boy, if you got a good whiff of it, it might make you change your mind. I'm just being brutally honest. I'm telling you, folks, it's not sickening when you get down to it. It's nasty. It's perverted. It's wicked. And boy, people love it. Huh? Look at me. Look at this shit. I got this heart, this apple-shaped bun. Yeah, it smells like an apple. I promise you that. Walk in a lady's room, you need 3 bars of deodorant. Amen, mama. This woman's concerned about that stuff. She's concerned about the way her body. She's concerned about the way she presents. She's concerned about the signal she puts in. That's why modest apparel, Eric, help me if I'm wrong. Just go ahead and stand up and say, preach, you're wrong. That's why modest apparel is loose and flowing. You can't see figures. Right. You don't have to worry about them figures. It covers up all this up here. All this. It covers up all this. Amen. Lord, let me go on. That ain't what I'm going to talk about today. Stanky stuff. Just want you to understand what the reality of this stuff really is. It's not what it appears to be. There are some people that understands what they're getting into. You say, preacher, why in the name of God would you be so foolish to say it? Because people are so stupid to do it. Amen. As long as people do it, I'm going to preach it. As long as people flash it, I'm going to preach it. It's, hey, if you want to insinuate it, let's go ahead and lay it out on the table. Let's call it what it is. Amen. Let's call it what it is. Talk about old-fashioned preaching. For God's sakes, the old-fashioned preachers couldn't handle most of this. That's right. Wouldn't deal with this kind of stuff. One of the reasons why our homes got in such a mess, because they wouldn't deal with this kind of stuff. Let this stuff go 50 years ago, and now look at the mess we've got. God in heaven's sakes, and run back and talk about them old men 50 years, half of them didn't have a thimble full of something to say. Your clothing and your bodies can send out all kinds of signals, ladies, and y'all know that. There's signals that glorify God. Then there's sensual signals. There's signals of bitterness. There's signals of hate. Your hate, your bitterness just resonates off. I mean, it just flows out of your life. Everybody around you is being affected by that. The Bible's plain about it. Whatever it might be, the virtuous woman's concerned about it. I can promise you that. She's concerned about her attire. Sure she is. Look at verse 21, 22. We're moving, I promise you. She is not afraid of the snow of her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. You know why this is so important, ladies? You know why verse 21 and 22 is so important? Because in verse 30, the Bible says that she's fearing God. That's why it's important. She fears God. That's why she does everything that she does, because she fears God. The reason why she wants to make sure her body puts out the right signals and she covers her body in a way that's pleasing to the Lord, because she fears God. There's a fear of God about this woman. And she says, you know what? I better do this and do it right. We're going to go back. The Bible says she's a crown to her husband. You know what a crown is? Listen to me, ladies. I've been pretty harsh. I've been pretty blunt. But do you know what a crown is? A crown is something that's to be desired. What's a king without a crown, son? A crown is cherished. A crown is beautiful. A crown is valuable. That's what that woman is to that man. She's cherished. Listen, ladies, you're cherished by that husband. A virtuous woman can be, she's valuable to that man. She's irreplaceable to that man. She's priceless to that man. She's beautiful to that man. She's everything that that crown is to that king. Oh, my. She is to her husband. She's a crown to her husband. My God, man. Wouldn't it be something to see a bunch of crowned men run around today? So what's that crown? Boy, that's my wife. She's made me known in the gates. Amen. Why? Because of that crown that he wears. That's right. They can see her. They can see. Look, it's not of wood, hay, and stubble. That crown's made of some real substance. It's something to it. It's got some backbone. It's got something there. I mean, man, it's been fortified. It's gold, friend. It's been tried in the fire. She's been tried. That relationship's been tried. I promise you one thing. Her nerves has been tried. Amen. Her nerves has been tried. Oh, Lord. Well, I can tell you this much. As much as I think about myself, I couldn't live with me. Amen. I don't even like myself most of the time. I'm telling you, boy, my wife's nerves has been tried. I understand you ladies having to deal with some junk. If she's a crown to her husband, she's very attractive to her husband. She's very desirable to her husband. Huh? I mean, man, that I tell you, if you remember going back and watching all them old cartoons, man, and them old boys, they get to take over a throne. You know what they wanted? They wanted their crown. It sealed the deal, friend. It sealed the deal. They want their crowns. Man wants his crown. He wants his woman. This woman isn't consumed with looks. Say amen right there, girls. Come on. We're eat up with this stupid junk. America has eat us up with these looks. These outward looks. And the better we get this thing fixed up, usually the wickeder our heart gets. Come on. Help me out, somebody. Seems like the better we get this thing fixed up out here, the wickeder we get, the farther we get from God. Wouldn't it be something to have some inward man beauty? Wouldn't it be something, girls, to find a guy that looked at something besides your old hind end to judge you? Wouldn't it be something if you found a guy that looked at something besides your breast to judge you? The way you bounce your eyes and your eyelids and, they even do that stuff on the cartoons. When the little girl rat looks at the little boy rat. And they teach our kids how to do it, Miss Stephanie. They teach our little kids how to do it. Wouldn't it be something if a boy can actually hear a girl's conversation? If a man could hear a woman's conversation, and that woman have something to say, and that man go, whew. Never heard no woman speak like that woman. But that inner beauty, son, and words, that law of kindness is on her tongue, and man, that wisdom is controlling them words, and man, that man falls in love with that inner beauty of that gal, huh? And she can gain weight or lose weight, and it don't fluctuate his love and what he has for her, amen. Eric's sitting back there smiling because his wife's getting bigger and bigger every week. That's what you get for eating them watermelon seeds. This woman ain't consumed with her looks. But you know what she ought to do? She ought to have a desire in her heart to draw her husband's eye. Come on. A woman ought to have a desire in her heart, man, to be the apple of her old man's eye. I mean, son, why in the name of God wouldn't want your old man? Woo! I ain't gonna talk about it. But I've heard them preachers talk about, you know, marrying the queen of Shelby and waking up with E.T. You know, I don't get up the next morning, where's my wife? That ain't what I married. I think we'll take care of that. That's right. You know what I'm trying to say, Zach? I don't think that Gracie should ever be ashamed of her mom's appearance. Her mom ought to take care of that. Your kids ought to never have to put their head down out of embarrassment because mom won't take care of herself. Right. Right. I heard them preachers talk about being on the school bus, and one of them's mama out there holding one of them signs with a construction hat on, her blue jeans, and didn't tell her. That's my mom out there with all them guys pouring that concrete. I've seen boys just bury their heads before because their mom don't know how to care themselves like a lady. I've seen guys that was ashamed of their mamas. I've seen their body language. I've seen their facial expressions. I've seen them bury their heads, Steve, because their mama didn't know how to care themselves. And I've seen them boys ashamed of their own mamas. Terrible. It's terrible. Look at verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. We know that this man is allowed to sit here, ladies and gentlemen. If he's allowed to sit there, there's some fine qualities in his life, no doubt about it, or he wouldn't be allowed to be at the gates. But everybody that knows him knows it's the good woman that's behind him. He wouldn't be there without her. It's a good woman behind him. I've seen some good men. I've seen the ministries go completely down the drain because they had a sorry wife sitting over on a pew with hate in her heart. I'll never forget being a young preacher, Eric, and I went to a church here in North Carolina, and I love this preacher, and I'm not going to mention his name. He's a good man. He has stayed faithful. As far as I know, he's not messed up. But I can remember being a young preacher, and I went to his church, you and I. And I remember watching his wife while he was preaching the Word of God. I remember seeing his wife take notes and write on Michael, and she passed them all the way back to the back pew, and they would respond and pass it, and they kept doing that stuff during that church. And I thought, man, that's strange for the pastor's wife to be doing that. In a couple of years, she left him. You know what I'm talking about. She left him. And I thought, boy, how sad. One of the sweetest and loveliest, what seems to be, I don't think he's fake. I think he's genuine. But this is what she said. She said, I don't want this life. I'm sick of it. Been good if she had got saved, wouldn't it? Been good if that old gal would have been born again. All that emotionalism where she used to scream and shout, that was a bunch of hell. That's all that was. It wasn't God. You couldn't tell the independent Baptist that. She was full of the devil, but she was. As far as I know, that old boy stayed on track. He stayed faithful. But I tell you what, I've watched them people have to bury their head in shame because of that woman. Huh? I've seen some good men, Zach, that's ended up in jails and ended up in prisons because of their wives. Done some stupid stuff and cheated on them. And them men is rare enough. I don't know how biblical that's not. Are you listening? They took Samson's wife away from him and gave him to his little old partner. Samson went over and caught them foxes and tied their tails together and set their fields on fire and burned every stink of the... That preacher that was over in jail with my brother, his wife was with another preacher. Boy, I ought to just go ahead and call his name on tape and everything. One goes out there on these little love boats and everybody takes their clothes off and they sing these gospel songs and they preach their gospel messages out there in nudity and everything, naked. And this good preacher's wife run off with that love boat preacher and he set that house on fire. I ain't got too much of a problem with it. Better be careful. But Samson did the same thing. Man. What they should have done, instead of putting him in jail, they should have took that cheating preacher and that cheating wife and took them out there and put their tails in jail. That's what they should have done. Should have put them in jail. That old preacher has bowed his head in shame. I don't know him personally, but I know with the testimony that I've got of him, where he's just had to bury his head in shame. So that woman's not virtuous. It's amazing what you women can control. It really is. It's amazing what you women have control of. And you just don't realize it. You're making and breaking these men. You're making and breaking these homes. These men are not making these homes. Your husband is not making that home, lady. It's you. You're the one that's the homemaker. You're the one that's supposed to take care of all that stuff. Hey, listen. He don't get the credit. He's known in the gates because of you. What a reward. What a crown. What a blessing. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. I'm closing. This is my last verse. Let me say this. And I'm not being sarcastic. I thank God I'm not a woman. I thank God. And I'm not, let me finish. I thank God I'm not a woman. All the stuff that a woman has to do, I thank God. The men got off easy. Really did. Ladies, I'll be honest with you. I'd 10 times rather get up in the morning and go to work than I had to stay at the house and do what you got to do. I just had. Man, I'm so glad. Thank God I get to get out of the house and go out there and work and, man, hurt my back and blister my hands and bust my knuckles. And I'm so glad I get to do that stuff. Man, changing diapers, cooking food. I mean, cleaning clothes, cleaning house, raising gardens, raising babies, taking care of the neighbors. Dear God, are you kidding me? And Eric is saying amen. Mr. Mom. Amen. Seen a little old man the other day, his wife, she was a surgeon and he was a stay-at-home dad. I went, oh, for God's sakes, he's a woman and don't even know it. Little sissy, little weirdo sissy, made a plum weirdo. You should have seen him, all weirdo, stay-at-home dad. Are you kidding me? He wasn't working, he was raising the children. Listen, that's perverted. Say amen right there. That's perverted. That's sorry. That ain't God's way. That ain't God's way. Everybody's worried about perverted. You talking about perverted. You start flipping things around on God. You put a Chevrolet in a Ford truck. You put a Chevrolet motor in a Ford body. That's perverted, friend. It don't belong. It ain't supposed to be that way. You put a man in the home taking care of the home and a woman on the job. That's perverted. It ain't supposed to be that way. That's right. That's perverted. Just as perverted as anything else. Weirdos sitting around looking all stupid. I ain't talking about nobody in here. I'm talking about that cat for being so goofy. God help him. Be a man. All the stuff a woman has to do, having babies. Are you kidding me? I don't want to have a baby. I've had kidney stones. I don't like that stuff. You can have the babies. Everything that comes with a home and everything that comes with marriage, it ain't easy. It ain't always easy. There's hard times, there's tough times, there's trying times, I know that. More so than what some of us men ever dreamed of facing. That's why God was so adamant about this stuff in the Bible. This is the way through it. He gave us an instruction form on how to do it. Sometimes the dog-eat-dog world ain't out there where your husband is busting his knuckles. Sometimes the dog-eat-dog world sitting right down there between them four walls at your house. That's right, eating you alive. Eating you alive, driving you crazy, making your nerves a wreck. Can I tell you, ladies, something? There may be days that you want to pull your hair out. There may be days you want to pull your old man's hair out. Trust me, I know. There may be days you want to ball up in a corner somewhere and cry like a baby. They may sure enough be. There may be days where you feel like you have a nervous breakdown. There may be days where you question, why did I even sign up for all this junk? Let me promise you something on the authority of God's word. There's coming a day that if you'll stay faithful to the things that's written in this chapter, if you'll stay faithful to the things in this book, God's going to open up heaven's bank and empty it into your account. Are you listening? God's got a bank in heaven and it's heavenly blessings. Ladies, listen to me. And if you'll stay faithful to this stuff, I promise you the God of all glory will open up heaven's bank and he will completely empty it into your account. And the Bible said that you will be able to rejoice in the time to come. It's going to be a great reward for you. God's going to see to it that he blesses you in all this. He's going to bless you for all this. He's going to bless you with heavenly blessings. And I tell you, son, all the things in this world can't be compared to what God has in store for somebody that obey his word. Man, what a blessing. What a blessing. Does this sound like Proverbs 22:1? Good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and love and favor rather than silver and gold. This lady was not interested in building herself a name, but I'll promise you one thing. By living virtuously, she did build her a good name. She had a good name. And that's a good thing to have in the community.
Sure it is. A question I like to ask myself from time to time is, what will people remember about you? What is people going to remember about me when I'm gone? Well, a handful of people that will ever think about me, I don't know, but what impression are you going to leave? What impression are you going to leave on your husband? What impression are you going to leave on your children? Isn't it a blessing, Miss Stephanie? Church, I hope you can understand what I'm saying, but it's such a blessing for me to be able to stand up and talk about that man's wife. Because as far as I could tell, Miss Amber, she was a virtuous woman. From what I could see being around him, and I knew him very well, Brother Pat's wife, she was a virtuous woman. She did everything that I could possibly think of in these chapters. She did them pretty good. And I think, man, wouldn't that be something to leave behind for Nathan to stand up one day in a church and talk about what his mama did for him? Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't it be something that she left that kind of mark? Wouldn't it be something little Isaiah somewhere preaching the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, talk about his mama, how she used to take and nurture him up in the admonition of the Lord? That's not far-fetched, ladies. I did that today about my own mama. It's not far-fetched. My mama was not sweet. She was not gentle. She was not... Her daddy would bust in her head for being all them things. She had to be tough. My grandpa would have busted her head for being a little prissy girl. He didn't put up with it. They had to be tough. And I don't think a woman has to be tough. Just virtuous. Man.
I don't have a problem with a woman smelling like perfume and going to get her nails done. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with a woman taking care of herself. I don't have a problem with that. But I just think, wouldn't it be a great reward, Miss Hannah, someday for you to be 75 years old in an old church somewhere, maybe in the basement of a house hiding out from the government, have little old Benjamin stand up down there and talk about the virtues of his mama. Wouldn't that be something? You talk about a time of... You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about God opening up that bank in heaven and pouring it out into your account, son. Amen. You talk about something rejoicing in the time to come. Mama's going to be happy, son. Sure. Sure.
I got done. I didn't get nowhere. Listen to me. I can't let this go. Titus 2:4 and 5 says that they may teach, talking about the elder women, the aged women, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to teach their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Did you hear what your Bible just said? That's what, if you've got an authorized AV 1611, that's what your Bible says. She's aged. You're not old, but you're considered aged. You've had your children. They're grown and they're gone. Well, we can't have them out there, mooches. With God, we could take them out to eat. They buy something one time a year. Then we could call you aged. That ain't funny, is it? That ain't to me either. I'm hiding behind the pulpit.
That's right, I got my Sunday school hour coming up.
Did you hear what your Bible said? That the aged women teach the young women. Do you know why a young woman has to be taught how to love her husband? Because she don't know how to love her husband. You know why a young woman don't know how to love her children? You know why she's got to be taught? Because she don't know how. Would you believe that when we had kids, I was as ignorant could be? Now, every parent thinks that they're a master, and can't nobody tell them nothing. But, church, I'm honest. I was so stupid about raising children. I never had children. I knew nothing about them. I thought I did. I thought I knew that if I whipped them for breathing, everything would probably be okay. And that's about all I knew. You need to be taught how to love him. You don't really know. That's what your Bible just said. That she is supposed to teach you how to love your own husband. Because you don't know how to love him. It's not in you. You don't know how to love her. You have to be taught how to. Some of that stupid stuff that we say. Listen, ladies. That's for you. That's your teaching. Because you really don't know. You think you do, but we can see on a whole different level. We see things that you're not seeing. People seeing other things. I mean, you listen, I almost wish that, don't do this, please God, don't do this. But I almost wish that you could walk up to somebody and go, what is it that you see? Whoa, man, be honest, tell me what you see. Don't do that, please don't do it because they might tell you. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can run over and get that blessed book. Hold it up over here. And it'll tell you everything in the world that you need to see. Hold that home up to that. Hold your life up to that. You don't have to have me telling you. You don't have to have it. But I'll tell you what we ought to do. We're to have some of these aged. We're to have somebody that knows something. Be able to reach over and tell somebody that don't know something. And I promise you, there's stuff that you can say in here that you can help me. You know how many times where I get to hearing things on the news? Listen. And I think about calling Michael. Michael has an understanding for all this jibber-jabber. This, you have to be a lawyer to understand this stuff. Well, call Michael and see what they're talking about. Like, it don't matter what they're talking about. Hell, what they say, it don't matter. But just to get an understanding of what's being said and what's going on, I don't understand. They talk in terms and language that I don't get. Ladies, you have to be taught to be discreet. You have to be taught to be chaste. Zach, would you help me out? You don't have to teach her to lie. You have to teach her not to lie. I mean, is it a lie or is it not? She told me last night that her mama goes and sleeps over there at her Michelle's and leaves poor old Zach down at the house all alone. Did she lie or did she tell the truth? Because if she told the truth, that's pretty sorry. But if she lied, that's pretty sorry. And I think she lied because I don't think Zach would allow that. And you know what I said? You don't have to teach this little old thing to lie. You have to teach her to be chaste. Little girls want to be flirty. They want to be silly. They want to go out there. You have to teach them how to love their husband because they don't know how. Because they got a goosebump when he walked by and he said, that's not learning how to love him. They have to be, listen. He said they had to be taught to be keepers of the home. Got to be taught. Chaste, keepers of the home. Obedient to their own husband. A woman's not natural desire to be obedient to her husband. She has to be taught to be obedient to her husband. That's why God said it. Teach them. Teach them. And that doesn't mean we got a bunch of patrols, but hey, if God puts something on your heart to help somebody, help somebody. I say learn it. Get all you can. Get all you can. Learn to love your husband. Learn to love your children. Learn to be discreet. Learn to be chaste. Learn to be keepers at the mall. Learn. Come April 1st. Learn to be keepers at home. Learn to be good. You don't even know how to be good. I don't either. But it's your turn today. Learn to be obedient to your own husband. Why? And I'm quitting because paydays are coming. Paydays are coming. That's what that verse says. She's going to rejoice in due time. God's going to bless her. He's going to pay her. He's going to reward her. Man, it's going to be poured out on her. Mama, did it bless you today for me to say kind words about you? Was it nice to hear something nice? Was it nice, baby? You said I don't ever brag. Was it nice for me to say something kind about you? Was it really? It's kind of a little reward, ain't it? To hear people just talk good about you. Say nice things and tell some truths, some blessings that, man, how you've blessed them in their life. That's a reward. Sure it is. I like to hear it. Everybody likes to attaboy, pat on the back every now and then. Amber said, I wish you'd learn that from me. I love my daughter-in-law. She's so good at stuff. She's got some real qualities. If you don't believe me, Michael,
and I'm done. And I'm not kidding. My daughter-in-law's got qualities I don't have. You want to see them? Firsthand, I can prove it. Take her to the Goodwill. Take her to the Goodwill. Son, they got them big stainless steel wire baskets in there, and they'll be 4 foot high and 4 foot wide and 4 foot tall, and they'll be full to the rim, and all you'll see is her ankles. Her ankles. And she's getting there pulling out a Dooney and Burke purse. Ah, $400 purse for $2.50. I ain't got that. I'm looking at it going, man, these people's got snot boogers. They wiped their hinders. This thing is filthy. They ain't took. This place stinks. And my daughter-in-law's over there. All you can see is her ankles. Got a gift. Find them bargains. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Listen to me. Listen to me, ladies. I want you to understand this. It's all fun and games. Won't you listen? Amber didn't take that money and go to the mall. She might have, but she didn't do it every time. But I'll tell you what she did do. She helped her husband with that power bill, finding that purse. You say, what is that? That's a 2017 virtue. Are you listening? That's a 2017. When you can find that $2.50 purse and sell it for $50, that's a blessing in that home, ladies. Sure it is. There's things you can, you may not can go buy a field, but you can go down to Goodwill and buy a deal. You may not can grow $20,000 worth of platonic tomatoes, but you can do something to help supplement and help that man. You can do something. That's what these women did. Amen. Amen. And listen, I talk, ladies, I'm done. Tanya and Hannah, I'm around them every day. I have no choice but to be around her every day. And I love you. And but I'm around them all the time, and I know things. There's some fine qualities about y'all. I never get to see you. Miss Holly, I'm sure there's some fine qualities about y'all. And I talk about these two, and if y'all's daddy or brother or somebody was up here preaching, he could bring out some stuff about you. And I'm just saying, man, just let these verses be up. Yeah. Who else is going to come make some canals to church? Huh? Who else is going to paint sombreros and cigars and tequila and tacos on the church building? Who else is going to do that? Fine. It looks good. We thank God for it, Miss Holly. Thank God for the mats, and thank God for the. I don't know why you said Mexican. It looks like you was doing some LSD in the 70s and had a trip come over to church. So thank you, ladies. Praise God. Let these. And we'll. I got. There's more. I hope that don't bother you. I hope the Word of God just encourages you and increases your desire to be this woman. Amen. And if this thing right here said to be a virtuous man, I believe I'd have it set in my heart to do exactly what it said. It would be a blessing to me. Sure it would. I love it. I love it when the Word of God teaches me. Father, we thank you for this time. Pray, God, that you take these simple thoughts, dear God, and help us. God, help us to have the right kind of home, the right kind of marriage, the right kind of relationships. Dear God, help us, Lord, men to be men and us ladies to be ladies, according to what thus saith the Lord. Not man, not America, but the Word of God. I pray that you'd help us in our homes to line up with this Bible. God, I know, I understand, I can see. I have an understanding, dear God, of the reward for fulfilling this blessed book. And I pray, God, your blessings on every person, every home, every family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.